Welcome back to Coach Speak here on 95.7 KQWC, brought to you by Carl Otto of Webster City. We're wrapping up our Monday evening program, talking with the head football coach of the Roland Story Norseman. Matt Finn joins us. Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Always good to talk with you, Quinn.
So as we take a look at your ball club, at least throughout the offseason and after last year, a year in which you guys had your best record in quite some time with an 8-3 mark last year, it's kind of a healthy mix going into this season. You lost quite a bit of production on both sides of the ball. You also bring back quite a bit of production, so it's kind of a mixed bag in terms of what you bring back. But overall, through offseason workouts and the summer workouts and different camps, maybe players or your team attended, just what are you and the staff been pretty happy with so far?
Yeah, I think you're right about that. It feels odd because it does feel like we've got so many big pieces back, but we did graduate some really important guys to both sides of the ball in our game planning. I would say it's been one of the best off seasons that I've been a part of as a head coach. I am absolutely pumped about our senior leadership on our team. We're green at some spots, but green is not always a bad thing. We're playing. I'm gonna guess we're gonna be playing a few sophomores that'll be starting, and some juniors too. And they have just kind of picked up where their predecessors left off. And you know, there's obviously fine tuning stuff that'll have to happen between now and week one, and then hopefully continue to grow through the season. But I am really pumped about our experience and pumped about our youth.
And first, looking at the offensive side of the football, where you've got quite a bit returning. You got your quarterback back in Sam Knoll. Obviously, that's a big deal in the style of offense that you run. He's back for his senior campaign. You lose your top two running backs in Heston Johnson and Jonathan Wilkinson, but at the end of last year, we saw Fiston Carlson really step up and become a big part of the backfield. And then the receiving core also, Jonathan Wilkinson, big part of that. You got some young guys coming up as well. Trevor Britton is one. He kind of had a big end of the season. Cody Long. Ben Mazique is also someone that we've heard a bit about and up front on the offensive line. It's graduating some key seniors as well, but you've got some young guys coming back or upperclassmen coming back that are ready to really step in and keep that offensive line strong. But when you look at this offense top to bottom, you know, what are the areas that you and the staff are happy about? What are some areas you and the staff are focused on and ready to address in fall camp?
Yeah, I think the number one thing that most coaches, especially in Iowa high school, want to be able to do is run the ball and stop the run. And we've got a lot of experience in the box on both sides. You know, there's a chance we have five seniors start on the O-line. Obviously, like you said, we have Sam Knoll and Jacob Bergen in the backfield that are both mm-hmm. seniors, and Fiston's got a year under his belt as a running back. We're a little green at receiver. You know, Trevor's got some experience, and Cody does too, and Charlie Watts has played some tight end for us and so forth. But we've got some young guys that are coming on strong and look to be, like, pretty good route runners, pretty speedy problems on the outside, and they look really good at camp. And it's kind of the same picture on the other side too. But we've got a mix and match. Like, we're bringing back Watts at linebacker. We've got Roland Yates and Tristan Peterson and Tristan Carlson up front. But we've also got Heston McElrath and Cody Long in the secondary, and a couple other question marks there. Ben Mazique looked really good early on as a safety for us, but he's so speedy and talented too that he could play somewhere else if we needed him to. And then I think we just got to keep some of these seniors have just busted it for us and really bought into the vision that we set for them. And Garrett Neerham for us is. He played a little linebacker for us and played a little tight end for us, and he's put some weight on, some good weight. He's become one of the strongest guys in our weight room. He's going to probably play at Mike and at guard for us. You know, like he'll turn himself into a two-way starter. And, like, stories like his are what I'm so pumped about because he took one for the team and said, like, no, I might not get my name called a lot, but I want to play and I want to contribute. And he stepped into some big roles for us too. Mm-hmm. So, just like a ton of good. And then, you know, if you think about special teams too, Quinn, bringing a guy like Sam back who has just really fallen in love with his craft there and done a ton of extra work on his own to be a good punter and kicker is a huge deal for us. And so there's a lot of those pieces that might not be as showy. You know, you miss Wilkinson and Johnson from last year, and those guys, you had to circle them and watch them all the time. And there are other guys too, but you had to circle them and watch those guys for sure. Now we've got a real team approach to this thing too.
And looking ahead to, you know, the season, you know, you got to get through camp, you got to get through the first practices, but the season's obviously right around the corner, and your program took a big step forward last year and finishing second in the district, hosting the home playoff game, and it's something that just hasn't been done at Roland Story in quite some time. But now that you've done that, well, what's been the goal that's been communicated by you and the staff to the players to not only this year, but maybe in the years to come?
You know, I think it's so important that players like keep a lot of short goals and don't get themselves like too strung out as far as like, oh, we got to get here, we got to get there. Mm-hmm. But you got to set some of those things and talk about what's possible if we work hard enough. And everybody on this team right now wants to fight for a district championship that year. That's something that, you know, we try not to say without meaning, because I think a lot of people go at this time are saying we want to fight for a district championship. Now we want a district championship at Roland Story, and we want to host at least another playoff game and push another round or so into the playoffs and just keep going into uncharted territory for ourselves. And I think this group is working for that. So.
Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us, and good luck coming up with your scrimmage and then the first game coming up right around the corner with South Tama.
Thanks a lot, Quinn.
Yeah, that was Matt Finn, the head football coach of the Roland Story Norseman, here on our Coach Speak program. Brought to you by Carl Otto of Webster City. We'll send you back to regular programming here on 95.7 FM.